8 days ago, I was invited by some community organizers here in town to accompany them to Centro San Juan Diego, where a couple hundred of Venezuelan migrants were being received. Various community organizers of different denominations, secular groups, and government officials were present. And we didn't come so much to talk to them. We came to hear from them. They were mostly young men. And as we sat in small groups and just asked, how did you get here? The stories of trauma were heartbreaking. What they saw and what they endured walking literally from Venezuela all the way to the border towns of Texas are something they will never forget. And I don't think I will either, only hearing it secondhand. In addition to the trauma, we asked them, well, why did you come and what do you want? They just wanted a chance at life. They wanted to be safe from gang violence, government corruption, a destroyed economy, communism, dictatorships, drug traffickers, and the like. They just wanted to be able to work, to start a new life, to help their kids or their family back home get here, or at least to survive over there. And they just wanted to work. When I looked at these people and I heard their stories, maybe not unlike yours or that of your parents, I could only but hear the Gospels. When Jesus was born in poverty, having forced by the government to take a census, he would be born in a barn in the hometown of the ancestors of his father Joseph, Bethlehem, the town of David, of whom Joseph is of the line of King David, but born among animals in a place unworthy for human birth and unworthy for human existence, not unlike these migrants sleeping outside in the cold and the rain under the terror of drug traffickers and others extorting them for money or doing worse to the women and children. And then we hear how Jesus grew up in poverty in Nazareth, his father doing the best he could as a carpenter to provide for his and Mary's needs, only to find out from an angel in a dream that Herod wants to kill the child. And in the middle of the night, Joseph has to literally pick up everything he could and leave for Egypt. No family, no home, he doesn't speak the language, no job, and has no papers. Just as these migrants did, maybe just as your parents did. And they then had to stay in Egypt for an undetermined amount of time, waiting for Herod to die. They didn't know how many years, struggling to survive, longing to go home, but unable to, like the migrants just the other day. And then we hear how Christ is growing up in poverty, but chooses, being God, to align himself with the poor. You know, growing up, we always like to say we don't have favorites among our children. Maybe that's true, maybe it isn't. But when you read the Old Testament, the scriptures are very clear that God does have a preferential love. We like to think that God loves everybody equally, but if you read the Hebrew scriptures, that's frankly not true. We hear it in phrases like a preferential option for the poor. But in the Hebrew scriptures, God is adamantly insistent that the people he is closest to are the widow, the orphan, the alien or migrant, and the poor. He makes it very clear that those are his preferred chosen people because in their vulnerability, he steps up as God to meet them where they're at and to insist that any of his followers will help them on their journey and in doing so, help God himself. And when God became man, he became one of them, an illegal immigrant in Egypt, poor, persecuted by the government, struggling to survive. God chose to align himself with them when he became man in Christ Jesus. And the scriptures today are very clear that in our poverty, God invites us to be rich in him. It's not easy to be poor. We can't downplay that. Maybe you grew up and you only had a couple sets of clothes and you went to school every day and you often wore the same thing and your friends made fun of you. Maybe your shoes weren't nice or new, and they teased you. Maybe you weren't the brightest in your class. You struggled to read or write, and when the teacher called you out for a question, you didn't get it right, they made fun of you. Maybe you grew up, and when your parents picked you up in that old, beaten-up car, barely running, that wasn't reliable, and your friends saw you, they made fun of you. Or maybe your parents' peers looked at them wrong because of the car they drove, or they wouldn't have visitors over because they're embarrassed of their home. It wasn't like that nice house over there. And in that poverty, and in that struggle, in the experience of racism, because your parents were Mexican, or you are Mexican, or your grandparents are Mexican, and so you're not American enough, or you're not Mexican enough. In that poverty, we can become depressed. We can become angry. We want to find an escape. What do we do with this? We can turn to drink, alcohol, drugs, or other pleasures to escape the pain that poverty brings. And that is a common occurrence even now. We're always trying to escape the pains of life. We need to find a way out. What do I do with this? And the scriptures today could not be more clear that Christ gives us another option. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Christ tells us God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. He says, I choose you, follow me, because I'm poor like you. I'm an illegal immigrant like you. I've been persecuted like you. I do not have an earthly biological father like you. I know what it's like to be born of a woman who's not yet fully married like you. God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, Paul tells the Corinthians. God chose the lowly and despised of the world, who those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus. And so boast in the Lord. In the gospel today, Christ is preaching to the poor of that land up on a hill as they're spread out. Imagine thousands of people sitting on this grassy plain, Christ on a hill, and he's giving the new commandments. It's not just don't do this, don't do that, you can't do the other. While all of that is still true, Christ gives us a new commandment, reminding us that in our poverty, we can be blessed. He tells them how to be and live as the blessed of God in their poverty, in their persecution, in their mourning, in their meekness, in their hunger and thirst for righteousness and justice. As peacemakers, we can be blessed, the blessed of God. And so Christ today invites us to say, you do have an option in your anger, your depression, in your frustration with poverty, in the trauma that has accompanied you or preceded you earlier in life. You have a choice. And he urges us today to choose him. There is another way besides drugs and alcohol and the fleeting pleasures of this world, or anger and violence, theft, and so on. There is another way. And Jesus clearly says, follow me and find that in me, if you follow me, you can experience a blessedness, even in poverty of spirit. You can know what it's like to be blessed even as you mourn. Blessed in your humility and meekness. Blessed in your urging for righteousness and justice because of the injustices you have experienced. To be blessed even by showing mercy to those who are not so to you. And being pure of heart. And being persecuted for the sake of the faith. Even when you are insulted, you can experience what it's like to be blessed. Because we choose to walk with Christ, who is poor like us and illegal like us, and persecuted like us, and endured injustice and hatred like us. The choice is yours, but today the invitation is clear. And so Christ urges you and I today, as we come before the altar to receive him, to put aside our earthly pursuits of pleasure, the distractions of drugs and alcohol, the unfulfillment and misery of anger and vengeance and theft, and to choose him, to be blessed in all that we have suffered like him. Because in our poverty, God shows us in Christ Jesus how we can live truly like we are rich.